Featuring more than 1,100 flashy new vehicles, the Beijing Auto Show is now among the largest in the world. Car News web magazine editor Tycho DeFater says it's an important showcase of China's economic clout.
Chinese auto industry really wants to show off. They want to show what they have, they want to show their new developments, they want to show their new cars. So this is really important.
With annual sales projected to top 30 million by 2020, automakers are increasingly turning to China to drive global revenues. General Motors is opening up 600 new dealerships. And Ford Motors Asia chief John Hinrichs says construction of two manufacturing plants will double Ford's production capacity there.
China is a big part of our growth plan as the largest market in the world and a great potential opportunity for Ford to grow our business even further as part of our plan to sell 8 million vehicles annually by 2015 around the world.
With a recent Beijing directive to have 5 million hybrid and electric vehicles on the road by 2020, many see China as a lucrative market for green technology. Among them, Nissan Motors chief executive Carlos Ghosn.
As leaders of the zero emission and EV cars in the world, we have to bring our technology and bring our products. The Chinese want us to put it under a Chinese name. We selected Venucia. So you're going to see a lot of electric cars with Nissan technology coming under the Venucia name.
Not to be outdone, Europe's largest automaker, Volkswagen, is investing $400 million to build new manufacturing plants in China. And Daimler CEO Dieter Zetsch says Mercedes-Benz is expanding its lineup to target Chinese buyers.
First of all, there's no stronger brand than their Mercedes brand with a three-pointed star. Secondly, we are in the middle of a product offensive where we'll add 10 new vehicles to our portfolio, plus replacing the ones which exist.
Despite a slowdown in overall sales from previous years, industry experts say the growing ranks of Chinese millionaires continue to fuel double-digit increases in the sales of sport utility vehicles and luxury automobiles. Millar Sega, VOA News.